This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Hello, Melbourne. Good afternoon. It's Russ Masterton here. We are on the Escape Hour. It's your hour of power where we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about travelling. We're going to talk about all things fabulous. My cohort today is the beautiful Fiona. Hi, Fee. How are you?
Hello, Russ. I am super. Thank you.
It's good to hear. And our lovely third musketeer, Tad. Today. Where is he today?
I believe he's in Brisbane. And every picture I've seen, he has been bragging about the sun.
Okay, so yeah. He's rubbing it in on you and I, isn't he?
Yeah, he really has been. He's like, oh, and the champagne.
And yes, I've seen him with a few champagne glasses in his hand as well. Yeah.
He's living the high life up in Vegas today.
I tell you what,
week.
He needed a holiday. He's up there. He's tanning himself up and he's got the mum champagne overflowing, as we would say.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And visiting and looking at all the fantastic sites and gorgeous museums and beautiful art galleries.
I have no idea why we're jealous. I mean, you and I are just back from our holidays, but we're jealous. Yep.
Well, I can already tell you that it wasn't long enough and I wish I had booked it longer, or alternatively, I just need something else in between. We are escapists after all.
I am. You know, I can't wait to escape again. My next holiday is to Europe, which I'm excited about.
Well, that's the tough thing. At this time of year, everyone is off on their European holiday. It's kind of excruciating. And everyone's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be in Prague. And it's like, oh. Yeah.
You just want to cry, don't you?
You almost do. Yeah,
anyway, we're here to make your travel dreams come true. And so if you're an armchair traveller, sit back, relax for the next hour. We're going to have a bit of fun. Fee, we've got a special guest on today. Would you like to introduce?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Our special guest today is Michelle Matthews. Michelle is the founder of The Lucky Guides, which are a fabulous little guide collection of venues and beautiful eateries and places to drink in Melbourne. Michelle has a long history of publishing. Her previous beautiful books were, little guides were The Deck of Secrets. And so this is part of the charm, is the format that Michelle has created is like a deck of cards, a highly curated 52 venues in each little pack. And so they're very portable and they're very adorable and they look gorgeous and, you know, it's an object in this day of online, everything online. Michelle has created these beautiful objects and she has a long history of publishing and travel. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Russ and Fiona. It's great to be here.
Michelle, what a rap from Fee. I love that. And you're deserving of every bit of it, I will say. Now, listen, guys, we'll do our travel rap now. How does that sound? Okay, yeah. So Qatar Airlines, everyone's still wondering what on earth is happening with the airline from the Middle East. So the go is, and we've finally got some clarification, they simply just cannot fly to places like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Dubai and Egypt. So they're the countries that have banned them to travel to. But the rest of the world is still right on track. You can still go to Europe with them. You can go to the Americas with them. So very good airline, and I highly recommend you travel on them. I've travelled with Qatar, and they're great. They're absolutely great to fly with. So.
Oh, well, that's good news. I have not travelled with Qatar, but I will think about how I can immediately get on board.
Well, they're the next airline that's going to fly the big super jumbo to Melbourne. So the A380 will be flying here with Qatar soon. So it's very exciting.
Amazing. And will they be flying that to lots of destinations?
They will be. So between themselves and Emirates and Qantas, there are some nice ways to fly to Europe these days, which is very good. Very good indeed. Hey, the other thing that happened this week, and Michelle, you're a bit of an airline enthusiast, I hear. The top 10 airlines came out for the week, top 10 Melbourne airlines. Qantas, for the first time ever, was not in the top 10 airlines.
Yeah, really?
So a bit of a boo here for Qantas. They're number 14 now, so I don't know what's going on with the Flying Red Rat, but you would think, being a proud Aussies that we are, that they'd still be up there, but no.
I think we're just experimenting with other airlines. I'm sure that we'll all return to
Qantas. Oh, we will at one stage.
Absolutely, yeah. Like Australians.
We still call Australia home, don't we?
You always return.
So the top airlines for 2017, I was going to say 1917, where am I? 2017, and you girls please feel free to comment. Qatar is number one, who we were just discussing, so that's very exciting for them.
Mm-hmm. Part of the lure of that one could be their airport too. The Doha airport is spectacular.
So it's brand new, is it not?
I think I went through a couple of years ago, yes, and it was brand new then.
Okay.
It's a very large airport but still has a very intimate or comfortable feel. It's a bit more human scale and a lot of sculptures within it.
Ah, cool.
Many of which are actually functional for kids to play on, and a giant, giant teddy bear that, of course, is for Instagram photos.
Wow. You were here at Doha Airport with the teddy bear.
I love it. Next airline is Singapore Airlines. Now, come on, Singapore girls. You can't go wrong with Singapore Airlines.
I think I've only flown them once. It was some time ago, but they were... was delightful.
Pretty spot on. And there's another airport that's absolutely magical to visit. You go and look at the Butterfly Garden, and it's a very functional airport, so very good. Then Japan's All Nippon Airways is up as number three. Emirates, for another Middle Eastern airline, is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Cathay Pacific from Hong Kong, very good airline.
Mm-hmm.
EVA Air from Korea. Lufthansa, the German airline. I mean, you couldn't expect much more efficiency than from that German airline.
I flew Korean Air once, and I was very disappointed in the wine. It was undrinkable.
It was probably sweet, wasn't it?
Yes, it was sweet and it was undrinkable. And I tried both the red and the white, and they were equally undrinkable.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good when you're spending 24 hours in a cylinder.
That's exactly right. It was too far. But that wasn't the airline that you just named. That was EVA Air. This was Korean Airlines.
Okay, so very good indeed. Etihad is up there as well. So the three big Middle Eastern airlines are up there. Hanan Airlines, which is a Chinese carrier, it's made number nine, so goodness me. And the last one is Turkish Airlines. And I've got to say... bloody love Turkish Airlines. They're so good.
They are great.
Are they? Oh, my goodness.
They are.
This is an experience I have to have.
Yeah, they have a little chef on board with a great big chef's cap.
Oh, fun.
And the chef welcomes you on board with a little, you know, little hors d'oeuvre. Is actually you're getting on board the plane. And
sometimes they hand out Turkish Delight as
they
well.
They do.
No kidding.
They do, yes. So, yeah, Turkish Airlines, pretty good. Pretty good indeed.
Turkish Delight Airlines.
Well, who wouldn't want a better delight? Now, listen, that low-cost carrier in Australia, I won't name which one, but you know what they're like, cheap and nasty. Friends of mine rang me from Hawaii yesterday. They were having a bit of a aloha time. You know, they had a few Mai Tais and they were having a bit of poo-poo, which is Hawaiian for hors d'oeuvres. So they were, you know, right into their Mai Tais and poo-poo.
Mm.
And the next minute, they get a mahalo. A thank you very much from Crapstar, we'll call them today. I'm sorry, your flight tomorrow has been cancelled. Now, seriously, guys, does this happen too often with these airlines?
What was the reasoning they gave? Because I know we discussed airline reasoning the other day.
It's all got to do with operational reasons. That's all they give. But unfortunately, and this is the reason that we do talk about these things often on this show, is that when you're flying with these low-cost carriers, there is nothing, and I repeat, nothing that they offer as far as compensation goes. So in my friend Sue's particular case, their flight was delayed by 48 hours, so she has to spend another 48 hours in Hawaii, and some people will say, well, aloha, go out there and put on your grass skirt and your coconut tits and go and have a few more Mai Tais and a luau and go and make the most of it, right? But
yes, that would be, I mean, I love the time I spend in Hawaii. It's stunning.
But she was having a mini whinge about having to fork out several hundred dollars for accommodation, extra meals. You know, they were at the end of their holiday. Their cashola had run out. They were ready to come home and stuff like
that. That's very disappointing. Absolutely.
So it's food for thought for everybody who is flying. If your flights are ever cancelled, the airlines that you really want to look at and fly with are the full-service top top 15 carriers, I suppose, they will look after you. They'll pay for your accommodation. They actually do go out of their way to make sure that you're booked on their next immediate service. They'll pay for your hotel overnight if you're stranded. They'll give you money for food. So there is a huge difference from booking the low-cost carriers to the full-service carriers, and you need to read the fine print and see what's involved. So have you ever flown with – what's your preference these days, low-cost or full-service airlines?
I fly low-cost pretty often because I like to spend all my money when I get there, not on the plane. However, I do – you know, the differences are striking, and if I have the choice – you know, I mean, I flew Qantas the other day and it was really so much nicer than flying the other airline. And that's, you know, not a big upgrade, but really much more pleasant overall. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm traveling internationally, it's kind of like who, you know, the Middle Eastern airlines are really excellent. I mean, I know that there are challenges within that because there's, you know, a lot of you know, they don't always look after people in their own countries, and there's a lot of problems around that. So, you know, you can also choose an airline according to how you feel they respect the people within their own countries, particularly in the LGBTIQ community. So you can make choices in many different ways.
Exactly. What about you, Michelle? Who do you like to fly with?
Well, I like to fly full service if I can, mm-hmm. but it's not always practical, and sometimes it doesn't matter so much for the nature of the journey. So I do fly low cost a lot of the time.
Yes.
And I'm quite happy with that. But yeah, it is a big difference, and my parents are quite elderly these days. So as fit as they are, I would avoid putting them on a low cost airline just because it's too taxing. Mm. The long walks, the stairs, there just isn't that level of service, and nor is there intended to be. So I think they are both different choices. It's like, you know, sometimes we might go out for a fantastic fine dining experience and sometimes we'll just go out for a cheap and cheerful meal. And it's the same with airlines. If we can switch between the two, but I think it's important that we really distinguish what it is we're paying for and manage our expectations to that end, because we all grew up with full service or nothing.
Exactly. Mm. And that's and we're probably the last of a dying breed. I mean, this new generation of Aussie travellers are all used to having the low-cost carrier as part of the bundle, whereas in my day... We grew up and it was such a, it was glamorous to fly, and you'd put on your best frock and your sunnies and your Jackie O scarf and you'd get on board that plane and you'd be served the most incredible meals, and it was all pretty fabulous then, wasn't it?
Fabulous,
yeah,
yes.
It was really fabulous.
And just think about how fabulous it was before we even came along.
Oh.
Wow.
Glam, 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 as they say.
That would have been amazing.
Now, we've had a couple of messages come in, and from Jeff in Richmond. We made a little boo-boo before. We said Eva Air was from Korea, and that's not the case. It's Taiwan. Thank you for messaging that in. And the other message we've had in, I'm sorry, there is no name that comes with this, but... just reminding us that homosexuality is legal in Qatar and LGBTI people face discrimination there. So contrast to Alan Joyce's advocacy for our community, we should be more positive about Qantas and less so about Qatar. And that's a fair comment. My only comment as a travel agent with regards to the LGBTI community here in Australia, that these Middle Eastern carriers do employ a lot of LGBTI people to work for their airlines in our country. In fact, we had the Qatar rep in our office the other day, and without outing him or mentioning his name or anything, he's a fantastic member of our community. So, I totally agree with what the caller is saying, but we're pretty lucky here in Australia that there are not those discrimination laws, and the airlines here do employ members of our community, so we're very lucky. We are going to go to a break. Just one last quick message before we go. If you're into Japan, you've got to get online at the moment. There is a return airfare from Melbourne for only $699. So if you're a Japan freak...
Yes, and aren't we all?
Oh, konnichiwa, as they say. Konnichiwa, sushi and those bento boxes. What more could you ask for, Fee?
No, not much. Oh, and sake, of course.
You love your sake.
I really do.
Oh, how amazing. Thank you for listening this week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.